It's Thursday, and on Thursdays we interview the author of a local non-fiction book, and our book today is called Land Matters, South Africa's Failed Land Reforms and the Road Ahead by advocate Thembeka Nkatobe. And in his new book, it goes back in history, it tackles questions on why land reform has been such a failure in South Africa. It's a thoughtful and provocative read, and Nkatobe sheds light on one of the most complex questions in South Africa today. It's contemporary, but it's anchored in history. And he explores whether or not expropriation without compensation will solve the problem, and aims to question what can be done to get the land program back on track. So a great pleasure to welcome advocate Thembeka Nkatobe to the show today. Thank you very much for your time today. This is your second book about land in just two and a half years. How is this one different from your first book?
Exactly 3 years. Yes, in the sense that the first book was, the spine of that book was how black lawyers of the early 20th century used law to fight against the excesses of land dispossession under the Native Land Act of 1913. And I explored their lives and the ways in which law was important as an instrument of resistance, and how that spirit of using law as an instrument of resistance translated into the values of the Constitution. And land in that context was a backdrop. This book is all about land. It still is anchored in history, because it is not possible to talk about land without looking back. But it also tries not to answer a problem of 1652, but it tries to answer a problem of 2021 by engaging squarely on the limits of the current discourses on land, trying to expand the discussion and trying to question ideas that appear to the common sense.
But you do dedicate quite a large portion to context and to understanding conquests and who owned the land and the various battles for control, because history and context is so important in this issue.
Precisely. History matters. Context matters. The first section of the book is devoted to explaining what I call the concept of loss. Our contemporary understandings of land tend to be narrow, and a lot of airtime usually gets taken up by the compensation provisions in Section 25. That is, again, narrowing down the scope of what we should be talking about. Whereas if you expanded the discussion into the aggregation of what colonial conquest and apartheid actually resulted in, one of them being the loss of cattle. Cattle having been a form of cash, in other words, being the real economy, and also cattle being capable of being privately owned, being capable of being put to work, being capable of producing food as milk and as meat, and also being capable of being used as labor. The dispossession of the cattle seems to loom large in the stories of land dispossession, but never truly explored. So I try to bring that story out into the open. Secondly, questions of labor, trying to understand how it came about that over a period of time, systematically, the new, I would call new, they were new at the time, white landowners after 1913 accumulated so much wealth, and trying to see that in the context of a racialized system, and upon that is then imposed a capitalist extractive system. And then finally, trying to look at how, and this is a paradox, the liberation movement in fighting against dispossession came to adopt some of the concepts and the language of the colonizer, particularly around the notion of private property. And then seeing in the current post-constitutional era that that itself is a constraining rather than a liberating feature of land reform.
And without sharing too much of what's in the book, you do also explore themes of what the future might look like when it comes to land redistribution and restitution and securing tenure as well. And important that you're making these recommendations.
Yes. Yes, there is I think the first thing to be said about what the future might look like is the question as to who must decide the future. We tend to speak a lot about what the outcomes might be looking like, but we don't speak about who decides those outcomes. So the first issue is putting the claimants and the dispossessed at the center of what I call a reparative project, a reparative project. And that decision being made primarily by land claimants. Most of the time, in my own experience and in my own research, land claimants and the dispossessed are spectators in this story of land reform. So I try to put them at the center of visualizing, conceptualizing, and driving the process. Well, secondly, I try to question.
I'm sorry, I have to jump in here because we're out of time, and I could easily talk to you about this book for half an hour. So I do hope that you get the platform, but the nature of this show, unfortunately, it's like a highlights package, Advocate. So
wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on this book, Advocate Thembeka Nkatobi. The book is called Land Matters, South Africa's Failed Land Reforms and the Road Ahead. And if you read the first book, which I think everybody I know has read, so this one is a great follow-up, and it's well worth understanding that context, that history, and also some solutions on this very important question of land.